Tomorrow will mark the third anniversary of the major terrorist attack on Mumbai, India's largest city and its commercial capital. 10 men, trained and armed in neighboring Pakistan, carried out a campaign of shootings and bombings at multiple locations. It lasted 60 hours, and when it was over, more than 160 people were dead. One of the key targets was the landmark Taj Mahal Hotel. But as terrorists roamed the building looking for fresh victims, hotel employees stayed on duty, risking their own lives again and again to save the lives of the hotel's guests. Harvard Business School professor Rohit Deshpande, along with the head of the school's Mumbai Research Center, Anjali Raina, looked into why the hotel workers acted the way they did. You can link to their Harvard Business Review article, The Ordinary Heroes of the Taj, from hereandnow.org. Professor Deshpande joins us in the studio. And Professor, I gave a bit of description of the attack, but tell us what else you learned about the scene at the Taj during the siege.
The siege at the Taj Mahal Hotel actually lasted longer than any of the other dozen or so sites that these terrorists attacked. There were between 1,200 and 1,500 guests at the hotel at the time. There were several banquets in process. What was amazing was at the end of the siege, there were 11 staff, Taj Hotel staff, who were killed, several injured, of course, but 11 staff killed, and between 1,200 and 1,500 guests escaped. What's interesting here is that the staff obviously knew all the back routes out of the hotel. The normal human tendency would be to flee.
To run for your life.
To run for your life. What these employees did, apparently, was not only not run for their lives, but to take guests out from these back secret pathways that only the employees knew, and then come back into the hotel to rescue more guests.
There have been two stories of hotel employees in particular that were very compelling. One, I believe, was a 24-year-old female banquet server. Then there was a 48-year-old head waiter. Could you tell us those two stories?
Sure. The banquet manager was a young 24-year-old Taj employee by the name of Malika Jagan. Malika had incredible presence of mind. She sealed the doors. She was on her cell phone talking to the general manager of the hotel, trying to find out what was going on outside. They separated the guests, asked them to turn off their cell phones, turned off all the lights, gave them water, basically took care of the guests until the fire staff arrived, broke open an outside window, put up a ladder, and evacuated all of the guests in the room.
Professor Deshpande, there have been testimonials by some of the hotel guests that day. I'm thinking in particular of one in Forbes magazine by an American businessman, Michael Pollack. He describes he and his wife and other guests taking refuge in a restaurant kitchen, where he said the chef and the staff served them food. They apologized for what was going on. They stayed on duty, those staffers, even as terrorists came through the kitchen. You looked into what was it about these employees that made them so committed to staying with these guests and doing their jobs, even to the point that they weren't thinking about their own safety. One of the things you found is that there's an ancient culture of hospitality among many of these employees that played a role. Tell us about that culture.
So there is this a value system actually in India, not just within the hospitality industry, on a guest being God, that when someone comes to your house as a guest, you serve them, you know, food and water. They should never go away without you giving them something. So one would say, well, maybe this explains it. It's some sort of mystical ancient Indian value. But it turns out that the story goes a lot deeper than that.
Well, for one thing, the Tata family, which owns this hotel chain, would specifically look for employees with that quality.
It turns out that the Taj hotel chain has a very unusual system of recruiting. What they do is go into the smaller towns, and in these smaller towns, they find the best school. They develop a relationship with the principal, the headmaster of the school, to identify students who have two characteristics that they search for. One is these are students who tend to be very poor, who come from very poor families. And the second is students who have a value system of respect.
On the other hand, by going to the hinterlands, as you described it in your paper, these Taj recruiters who find these more traditional and often younger employees potentially can pay them less.
Yes. So that is one possible explanation. I don't think it explains the fact that these employees feel tremendously obligated to the Taj and actually make lifetime careers with the hotel.
Did you, for your research, speak with some of the employees there that day? And if you did, what did they say about why they did what they did?
Yes, I did. And it was puzzling. Their response was that they didn't do anything particularly heroic. They simply did their jobs. Malika Jagat, the banquet manager, said, "Sure, I was afraid, but this was my job." However, it was not her job. She had never been trained in taking care of guests during a terrorist attack. There were kitchen employees that formed a human chain to protect the guests when the terrorists began fighting. The largest number of casualties came from the kitchen staff. These are people who took bullets to let guests escape through a back stairwell.
The hotel general manager, I believe, his wife and son lived in the hotel in an apartment. They were killed. After they died, he went back and continued to keep helping guests. Yeah. I found myself, as I read your paper, wondering, is this the employee behavior we want? Do we want people who are so selfless that without regard to their own personal safety, they do everything for their customers?
I'm not sure it is. It's a puzzle that we're trying to understand. To me, this is an inspirational story of the triumph of dignity over frailty, the surfacing of moral compasses that we're still trying to understand.
On the other hand, there are now Taj Hotel employees who lost their lives, whose families have lost breadwinners, have lost beloved family members, and they gave their lives for strangers, essentially. So there was a selflessness, but certainly at a price for the people left behind.
That's absolutely correct. Right after this tragedy, the chairman of the Tata companies, Mr. Ratan Tata, visited the homes of the bereaved. And he said that he was struck by the fact that the widows and the widowers said that they were so proud of what their spouses had done that they didn't realize that they were living with heroes, and that, in fact, this was a lesson for their children.
Professor Deshpande, thanks for coming into the studio to talk about these Taj workers.
You're very welcome.
Harvard Business School professor Rohit Deshpande has been talking about the heroism of workers at Mumbai's Taj Hotel during the terrorist attacks there 3 years ago. He and colleague Anjali Raina have written about it in the Harvard Business Review. We'll link to that at hereandnow.org.